Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexen is here. Beverly is an eight-year member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. She's an outstanding business advisor. She specializes in individual and organizational behavioral change. Oh, God, do we need her today? Do we need her these days? Co-founder of The Collaborative, author of a bunch of books that can hardly see over the stack, Self-Talk for a Calmer You, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors. How about that one? And then Make Your Shift, the five most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Beverly, I was making a little bit of a joke with the audience earlier when I told them you were coming. Well, about what we're dealing with, the stress that we're dealing with, and you know, I kind of joked and said, you know, are you stressed out there, folks? Are you feeling a little bit of stress out here on Main Street? And then I said, you know, folks, I wrote a piece a while back, Beverly, and it was the essence of it was, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. Now, somehow or another, when things start turning bad, it doesn't happen in ones or even twos. It almost always happens in threes, right? And so here we've got all this stuff going on. And I said, you know, at some point in time, when it starts happening like that, you just have to laugh. What do you think? Yeah. Isn't it funny how when we get stressed out and things keep bombarding us, we just start laughing? That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, to be honest with you, Jim, when you think about the different ways that we do release stress, I mean, laughter actually is a big one. And I was talking about it with a couple of business owners, actually, just the different, you know, a lot of people are still stuck at home or they don't want to go out too much. So watching things on television, you know, a lot of the more popular shows are the funniest ones.
I never knew Everybody Loves Raymond was so funny. I didn't watch it that much when it was new, but I'm binging on Everybody Loves Raymond now.
Yes, I put a lot of his clips actually in some of my training because there's so much, you know, really good world view. Yep. But I think, you know, I've talked to a couple of people, and while we joke about it, you know, they'll say, my goodness, I can't wait for, you know, evening to come. You know, I'm going to break out the cookies and the wine, or, you know, I think we've got to, as small business owners, you know, we've got to keep our wits about us. We have to be able to focus. You know, to your point, we're dealing with the onslaught of things. And so in the middle of that, we want to take care of employees. How do we take care of ourselves? You know, it's got to kind of start. I remember when I was a young mother and, you know, people would I'd say, how am I going to do this with all these kids? I'm running a business. You know, well, worry about yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on the plane.
Well, that's exactly right.
Right? And small business owner, we have to do it, Jim, because we've got to stay strong.
Well, one of the things people tell caregivers, if you've got a family member who's sick and you're their caregiver, I mean, how many times do we hear about older couples where the sick one outlasts the caregiver?
Yes,
you know, and because
exactly.
The caregiver just gave their all, and if you're the driver, if you're the where the buck stops in your small business, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to keep anybody employed. Eventually, you know, you got to do that, don't you? And how do you, how should we laugh quicker? You know, should I say, you know, instead of waiting until the third thing to happen, you know, after the second one, should I say, this is pretty funny? What do you think?
Well, you know, now there's some interesting things, and I admit, you know, it's a little out of the box, but I've had so many conversations lately with small businesses and bringing teams together, and sometimes, you know, people are in their homes, they're still working virtually, so we'll do a Zoom meeting. And one of the things that I did at one gym is I asked them actually to bring their favorite meme, right? So not, it couldn't be political, couldn't be religious, it had to be just something generally funny about what we're dealing with. And at the end, a number of people texted me and they said, you know, it was just so nice in the middle of the day to just have a few minutes where, you know, people are putting up whatever meme they brought and, you know, people are laughing about it. And just to have that kind of mental, emotional, physical break. And it was so simple, Jim, and so silly. And yet I got so many people sending me things saying thank you because we just sometimes need a break. So I think it is. Getting up, taking a bit of a 5-minute walk, even if you just do it in circles around your office, you know, getting off the phone, away from the computer, sharing something that's funny, just doing something because we're so, the pressure and the stress is not ending. It starts from the minute we get up and the minute we go to bed. And we're all working more, too. So
and with the pandemic little, you know, and the election and all the other stuff going on. So, you know, one of the things that that I try to do, and I've written about this recently too, is one of my mentors said to me one time, check your position. And the way I extend that is whenever things have just gone to heck in a handbasket for me, and it just looked like, you know, it wasn't going to stop, I would disengage from that for even just for a second in my mind, and I would check on my kids. I would check on my family. And then if they were okay, I would say, okay, this stuff here, This is not important. In the scheme of things, this is just a thing. It's not my family's health and well-being. They're okay, so nothing else matters. What do you think? That's the way I've dealt with stress.
I do, and I do things, Jim, like I'll find some sort of a quote that is just a calming thought to me, or I have pictures of my three kids, and sometimes I on my screensaver. Sometimes I close out my email on purpose, and I will. I'll just take a few, and to your point, it's a few seconds, and I'll focus on that picture, you know, remembering where that was taken, or and then go back to the email. So there is something very powerful about that mental break where if you can kind of turn your attention, because we get just almost, you think about it, we shrivel up, you know, our shoulders are tense, our minds are tense, we're, you know, physically very tense. And there is something about just tearing your attention away for a moment, having something that is a calming thing, a positive thing, you turn your attention to it. And you also become aware of how you are sitting in the chair. Can you sit up straighter? Can you put your shoulders back? Would it be a good idea to stand up?
Take a deep breath, for God's sake. Hey, Beverly, I need your website, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
All right, so check it out. Her books are there. You'll be glad you hung out with Beverly, and you'll thank me later. 20 after, right back with Beverly Flaxenton. We're going to talk about this some more after the break. How to deal with stress. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.